Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In an echoic remembrance, the rivers, now but barren scars upon the earth, whisper the songs of their passing. What was once a symphony of cascading melodies has hushed to the faintest murmurs in the drought-stricken corners of our world. This is the lament of the last waters, tales from the time when rivers flowed unabated, nurturing life in generous abundance. Amid the arid wastes, legends speak of the water's last dance. The Colorado, a river that sculpted canyons and cradled civilizations, now trickles feebly before succumbing to the desert's insatiable thirst. Children listen wide-eyed as elders recount tales of the river's vibrant past, teeming with life, each drop a fugitive from the relentless advance of climate catastrophe. Further afield, the poignant ballad of the Nile resounds, a river god dethroned, its fertile delta a mirage amidst sand and salt. The monsoons, once reliable conductors of the annual flood rhythm, now stagger unpredictably, performing an erratic requiem for a dying realm. Farmers sift through the parched soil with reverence, a communion with the sanctity of moisture that remains a vestige of bountiful yesteryears. Dotted along what were once vibrant river banks, communities knit together by streams and tributaries have unraveled. The memories of water are etched into the collective consciousness, a shared history of loss. In their privation, the Pantanal, the world's largest tropical wetland, and the perennial Ganges, sacred and profane, exist now only in hushed stories, whispered lest the truth of their desperation take form. Amid this stark desolation, ingenuity blooms in despondency's shadow. From the parched chapters of the Amazon, where the verdant tapestry has been rewoven into a patchwork of embers and ash, the ingenuity of desperation spawns contraptions harvesting dew and fog. Communities huddle around these lifelines, their essence inseparable from the contrivance of their survival. Such is the paradox of this somber era. Creativity and innovation burgeon, even as the catalyst of their necessity lies in ruin. The specter of abundance rendered illusory, the lore of the last waters, is a tragic testament to humanity's resilience faced with its own undoing. In the narratives of the few remaining waterkeepers, the sacred duty to remember merges with the instinct for preservation. Yet even as raconteurs detail the decline of aquifers and the odyssey of the ice's demise, their tales transcend mere history. They evoke an ineffable sense of awe for the lost corrals of flowing rivers. Enthralling and devastating, these stories are not relics, but an ever-unfolding chronicle of survival in the face of desolation. Through such anthologized despair, the impetus to address the water crisis in our own, still vibrant reality gains urgency. For as the phantom rivers of this dystopian tableau illustrate, the consequences of environmental neglect and climate inertia are not specters of imagination, but portents of a possible tomorrow. Thus ends the tale of the last waters, a chronicling steeped as much in the remorse for what has passed as in the dire warning it presents. The rivers may be dry, but in their silence they sing a legacy more potent than their former might, a dirge for the earth itself, yearning for the time when rivers indeed sang life into the world.